It's been a long road to revive the Sackville Citizens Band, as it was formerly known, but Bill Costin and Rob McLeod have been steadfastly doing just that. Next week, their work will pay off in the return of the band's annual winter concert on December 14th at the Brunton Auditorium. Costin and McLeod stopped by CHMA Studios to talk about the concert and recent changes to the band, including their new name.
Bill and Rob, welcome to CHMA.
Thank you.
You have some upcoming, you have some news to share. First off, let's deal with the simplest news, which is concerts coming up.
Yeah, so we have a concert next Thursday, December 14th. We're very excited. It's been a long process building this band or getting this thing off the ground. So we're finally able to produce, the kind of product that we've been planning on doing. So it's very exciting.
Okay. So this is kind of a debut sort of. Well, you've been performing since, though.
Return. So we always did an annual Christmas concert. So this is our annual Christmas concert return. And so, yes, it's a big thing. We've been working hard since the fall to put this together. And we've been doing other things, of sure. You know, we played Remembrance Day celebrations in November. So we are out and about. This is an important milestone for the band. We've also been working hard behind the scenes, putting together a structure for the band, which I think I talked to you about last spring. So now we are now officially a not-for-profit organization under the New Brunswick Corporations Act, and with the good graces of our lawyer, Josh Cormier, we now have a new name. The reason for that is very interesting. So when we went to incorporate, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia share their names, a business name. So in Nova Scotia, you can't have a business name that's already taken in New Brunswick. So there is a band in Sackville, Nova Scotia, and it's called the Sackville Band. And we couldn't use the name Sackville.
Oh, gosh.
They got it first. And so anyway, we've changed the name, and after much discussion, the band voted on a name, and we decided to call ourselves a Tintamarre Community Concert Band. And it reflects who we are, the area, reflects the past, the history, and also the future. It also aligns with what's happening in this area with the town of Sackville now becoming the town of Tintamarre. But we chose the Acadian name, Tintamarre. And it's just so that's been done. And
because you're planning to make a loud ruckus. Is that it?
Well, that's one of the things, but
I depends. That's a Wikipedia definition. I choose to think of it as the celebrating all the wonderful noises of our local wildlife. And the celebration of Tintamarre is like when they go down up and down the streets, it's joyous sound. I mean, they're making lots of noise, but they're celebrating. So,
okay. Yeah. I like it.
So that's what we've done. And again, putting the footing on a future for the band where we want to go forward, where we can. And it's also about raising money, because not-for-profits are important when you're looking at fundraising and support through various agencies, as in government or the local, like the Rotary Club here in town, or if you're looking for funds from the community. So that's another important step.
Okay.
So that was, and that's been 8 months ago. I've been doing it for 8 months. I think 8 months has taken to get it done. And it officially came through about 2 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, it's exciting. I think, you know, when we last spoke, we talked about the history of the band and, you know, the Hussars. And Bill knows more about the history than I do, but it certainly goes back to we were talking about the turn of the century, certainly the turn of last century. I think what our goal, Bill and I have been working hard on, long-term plans, five-year plans. You know, we're really focusing on making sure that when we're gone, the band is still strong. We have the infrastructure there. There's a funding model in place that'll always exist for the community, and we're getting there. It's exciting.
All right, and so Bill, you have the glamorous task of being the sort of the one in charge of getting incorporated and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Rob, you're working on the sort of the musical components.
I'm the music director.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about, I mean, building a band is not a small endeavor. I mean, the band has been here for a long time, but you have to amass a library. You have to amass the instruments that you need, hence all the fundraising we're doing. And when Hussars disbanded, most of the instruments disappeared. And so, you know, to build that base is going to take some time. So that's my area of expertise and the conducting. And I just love, honestly, I think I can share this. My dad was a music professor here. And when I told him I wanted to become a professional musician, he said, well, it's lots of fun until you get paid for it. And, you know, I thought that was kind of, you know, skeptical or jaded at the time. But having had just finished a professional career, there's a lot of time when, you know, when you just play what's on the page. A community band is completely different. People aren't there for any other reason other than they want to be there with their friends and make music together. And every single rehearsal is joyous. It truly is. It doesn't matter how tired you are at the end of the week. You go in tired to rehearsal, you come out energized. So it's absolutely wonderful.
And last time we spoke, you were building the membership. I forget what number you were up to. How many members are you at now?
We're at 25. I think that the ideal number is going to be around 40 or 45. I think you never say no, but that's a sort of a portable number. It's going to grow certainly for us. The biggest area is in the percussion area, and because a lot of those instruments are the ones that we don't have. And as we acquire them, then people will come and play because we'll have what they need. So,
right.
Yeah, so, it's all a building process, and it's also a passion. It's a love, because music is something that that you can always give back to the community, and it's something that the community enjoys. And so you go to a concert and you get a well-presented program and a concert. You sit there and you enjoy yourself. You see your friends, your neighbors playing, it's a very good feeling. And at the end of the concert, everybody is kind of just like they're on caffeine, you know, a little bit of a hyper, and it takes a couple hours for everybody to wind back down. But you feel like you've done something good for the community.
So the concert on the 14th, right?
Yes.
Annual Christmas concert. So can you give us a hint about what kind of pieces we might be hearing, or is that?
No, absolutely.
I think Rob can go to that because he's our music director. He's the music guy, the music man.
It's in December. It's not necessarily a Christmas concert. There will be some seasonal music in the second half of the program, but it spans everything from 16th century carols to Bach to 20th century Yiddish music. It really is quite fun. There's one piece that even has some klezmer type clarinet in it. And some local favorites like Drunken Sailor, and I know that sounds kind of trite, but it's a very, very clever arrangement. So it's very comical and very lots of fun. So the nice thing about the concerts and the whole process of building all this and the rehearsals, it's hard work in that it takes time and practice, but everything we do is a celebration. We get together, we play something, we celebrate. You know, the audience and the community comes together, we celebrate. And everybody walks around celebrating how unbelievably lucky we are to live here and to have the ability to gather and play music in a way, in a safe environment, and just focus for however long it is you can focus on beauty and wonder. You know, and that's a pretty precious gift. So that's why we keep doing it. And what's funny is that I think, you know, Bill said I'm the one who does the repertoire. The hardest part is choosing repertoire because there's so much music I want to play and there's so little time. So yeah, keep tuned because there'll be lots more.
That's Rob McLeod and Bill Costin of the Tantamar Community Concert Band. Their performance on Thursday, December 14th at the Brunton Auditorium will be the last one for the band until spring.